Still Life Telescope.
I am seeking of light, words from the halls of a mentee. We'll be right back. God. It's Father, it's the Son. It's Father, it's the Moon. But it's a fire that created her.
I'm supposed to say something here, I think. We're still at Telescope, but that's all I'm saying so far. I'm not saying anything else till you ask me something.
We're from beautiful downtown Tucson.
Some of us are.
Well, the band is.
And beyond.
This is 91.3 KXCI. I'm Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A with Still Life Telescope. Yeah, it took me a while to get to my chair because I had a electric guitarist jamming right in front of me, just shredding, and there was no way I could interrupt you to get to my seat. So,
thank you, I appreciate that.
That was impressive, very very impressive.
Can you hear him over there?
Oh, really? You couldn't? Yeah. Oh, I could hear you.
I could see it though, and I could picture.
I could see the emotion in his face. He's definitely shredding in the face.
So, again, I'm Dr. Dan. This is Still Life Telescope. And why don't you introduce yourselves? Who's here right now in this room?
Well, on bass, we've got Zach.
Zach Evans.
Zach Evans.
Hey, Trent Steele. Nice to meet you.
That's true. He does like to be called Trent.
Reverend Steele.
On drums, we have Mark Mason.
Howdy.
On lead guitar, shredding away, is Pete Fargo.
Hello.
And I'm Vince Hotz.
That's right, Still Life Telescope. How long have you all been a band?
Since October of 2009.
October of 2009. And let's see. So, yeah, not too long, not too long. And tell me about your new album coming out and when you're going to have your CD release party.
Well, we have a demo out right now that you can hear on Reverb Nation and MySpace and all the usual spots. As far as an album, I know we're probably going to record again somewhat soon.
Yeah, you can download the MP3s we've made so far for free off Reverb Nation. You can find us on MySpace, and you can find us on Facebook by searching for Still Life Telescope. You can also find us on Reverb Nation by searching for Still Life Telescope as well.
Yeah. Tell me about the name. Where did the name come from?
Out of encyclopedias.
Well, let's see. We were using a thesaurus on my computer one evening and putting words in and trying to come up with things, and we actually came up with Still Life with Telescope, and there's an actual painting called that. And
which we didn't know.
Yeah, right.
I think I ran across the painting in the encyclopedia and
right.
Thought the name of the painting was cool and kind of liked the painting.
Right.
But then...
Well, we came up with Still Life Telescope, and then Mark suggested, how about Still Life with Telescope? And we all kind of liked that.
And then the problem was that no one could remember Still Life with
telescope.
But when we shorten it to Still Life Telescope, everyone could remember it.
Right.
So you got to watch how many of those little prepositions you throw in.
That's right.
Yeah, don't end your sentences with them or put them in band names. That's a good thing to remember.
You don't want to be too multi-syllabic, right? That's bad.
Yeah. Tell me about... When you come together as a band, do you have an idea of what you want to do?
I think this is the first band, at least that I've been in, that the songs from the demo, at least, were written out of jams. I mean, they weren't, they were from ideas, maybe riffs that came in during practice, but just out of, you know, jamming together, the songs kind of formed that way. Lyrics came later. Yeah, it was kind of an interesting process, and I didn't realize it would go so smoothly.
We started out by doing a bunch of jams and recording them, and then we'd go back later and pick out the stuff from the jams that we thought would be a good song bit and put them together.
You know, we kind of had an easy time coming up with song ideas, and I mean, we've got a pretty wide, I guess what they say in the can right now, we've got quite a few ideas that we've put together. In fact, too many to keep track of. And of course, it's one thing to come up with the ideas, another thing to put them into songs. But so far it's all gelled, and we seem to have a better than good chemistry, which is always a special thing. And we get along really well. And I consider myself to be pretty fortunate to be in a band with these guys, and for the camaraderie and the musicianship.
Absolutely. I always hesitate to say when I hear influences in your music, because, you know, there are just so many things floating out there. But I was hearing a lot of influence from Africa, some of the scales of Africa, some of the rhythms of Africa. Have you listened to a lot of African music?
No, it's very flattering. No.
No?
Well, except Vicarious. I mean, I know Vince and I are big Peter Gabriel fans.
Right.
Okay.
So there is a big, if you're familiar with Peter Gabriel and Zach, too.
I like a lot of African music.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. And certainly Peter Gabriel would be one of those artists that has been a bridge between traditional African music, and he's let that influence his music. And so, yes, I can definitely see, if you've listened to a lot of Peter Gabriel, how that could come through, sure.
Yeah, Genesis is great up until a certain point, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of like the Peter Gabriel Genesis more than the post-Peter Gabriel Genesis.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely a sense of movement. Things keep moving along, and I really like that. Yeah. I think it's time for some more music. Let's have another set. We'll talk and we'll chat just a little bit more. And so let's go ahead and do that.
Great.
Yeah.
This is called Half Step Back.
When I get back home, well, I'm going to rock you. Comes from below, whatever is below.
You ever teach your kid to play guitar, just buy him one.
And not a 12-string.
And definitely not a 12-string.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be 12-string players.
Discovered a porn, and when I burned in shell, lonely vessel, I had found my porn, falling into grace of moment. Who could ask for more? Couldn't we just stay forever? I want one for more. Now the lazy breeze blows away, blows its breath on me. We could be right now, just draw the circle. This is just a day. Falling into grace of moment. Could ask for more.
just lay forever. But I want one for discovered a port. And when I burned this shell, a lonely vessel, I had found my form. Falling into grace of moment, who could ask for more? Couldn't we just stay forever? I won't want for more. Falling into grace of moment, who could ask for more? Couldn't we just stay forever? I won't want for more. reality. State of mind can change so easily. Yeah. History in the making came on with breakneck speed. One day we're bowing to kings and queens, and the next day anarchy. This confusion. Reality. Just don't turn your head now. The far right to the sea. Yeah. These are changing times. Well, you know, has been changing overnight. But there's no need to fight. You're gonna get. To live in your own life. So
KXCI, this is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A. I am Dr. Dan, and I'm here with Still Life Telescope. Talking about influences, I think I heard a Ted Nugent somewhere in there.
Oh,
I
no.
don't know.
Mango Tango.
I knew you wouldn't like that. No. You wouldn't like that. Well, who sings Cat Scratch Fever?
Ted Nugent.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. Oh, yeah. I stick by my influence.
I could see that. Understand that.
That's okay.
I kept hearing Cat Scratch Fever. Not anyway. Okay, yeah. I'll stop. I won't continue.
Now I'm going to hear Cat Scratch Fever. Thanks.
But no, clearly your music comes from many different influences, including, you know, heavy metal. And I was earlier mentioning, you know, I definitely hear some traditional African influences in there, rhythmic, and also with the melodies and all that. I love it. I love that eclectic mix.
Thanks.
Yeah. Did you start with that idea in mind to take a lot of different influences together? Or is this just what came out when you started playing around?
Yeah, I think we couldn't help it, right? I mean, we're all pretty diverse in our influences and our likes, you know.
Yeah, we just played, and as I said before, we had a certain chemistry, and I think that's, you know, we're not trying to sound like anything. We're just playing, and this is what comes out. I know a lot of bands say that.
But we really mean it, man.
But we really mean it. Yeah, we're different than the other million bands out there. But
well, clearly you are, in that you bring in your own sensibilities and your own influences, and you put it all into the pot and mix it up, and this is what comes out, as you're saying.
Yeah, for me, that personally comes from, you know, I think you try to please yourself first and foremost, because you can't please everybody. So if you work on pleasing yourself and not trying to be a certain type of band or you know, you play a certain type of music. I think you end up cheating yourself that way. If you just worry about pleasing yourself, I mean, it makes it a lot simpler and easier to do, and for the music to come out, you know, appropriately.
I find that it takes a band a while for the band to find its voice. Do you agree with that statement?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And where are you in that process?
Still on the road.
Yeah. I mean, you know, since we're only about 15 or 16 months old, I've noticed the last couple of months, maybe even the last month and a half, where, you know, you can hear yourself grow the way you play the tunes, start becoming more comfortable with them, and you sound more, well, you sound more comfortable with each other and the music, you know, it just kind of starts to start and progress.
You start to listen more, right? I mean, I think it's all about listening, and the more you play with somebody, the more you're able to listen, and more you're able to hear, too, obviously.
And we're more confident now that the other people are going to do the right thing when we do something along with it, that we can go ahead and take some more chances.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's remind people of when the CD release show is, and what's the name of the new album? Do you have that yet?
No, we don't.
No, we don't. I mean, the demo is, you could call it the Emerald Tablets if you wanted to. but our show is at Plush on March 11th. That's the next show. We're playing with Electric Blankets and the Vases, and I guess we'll just have the downloads for now on Reverb, and we'll probably record at some point in the near future. But
we have five downloads right now on Reverb Nation, and I believe they're available on Facebook and MySpace, right?
Yeah. And everything's linked to everything else,
yeah.
So you end up somewhere where you can download stuff,
right? And great. So we should be adding some tunes in the next month or so to the five that we have.
Right.
Great. Well, I want to give you plenty of time to finish out as much as you can. We're at 9:48. At 10 o'clock, The Hub will start. That's with Bob Girth, a great indie rock show. So we have until that time. So I'm going to let you finish up here with two or three songs, whatever you can fit in, right up until 10 o'clock. Thank you so much for coming in. Live in Studio 2A, Still Life Telescope.
Thank you, Dr. Dan. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Another sunset, just another day. My mind is drifting, strange array. Seems believing, but I can't say. I'd put a stake in this display.
that's it for us.
Hey, this was Still Life Telescope. Thank you so much for coming in. And there's going to be a show at Plush coming up March 11th. Is that right?
That's right.
CD release. Live in Studio A. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Dan. Appreciate it.